This is Steve Coleman with your daily inspiration, reading out of Acts chapter 1, verse 4. It says, "Being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When therefore they were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And so as we've been looking at the restoration of fellowship with God, there's something that goes beyond. So where we left off was the establishment of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit dwelling in the heart of the believer, and that's what Jesus is speaking about here. He's saying to these disciples, wait, tarry for the promise of the Father which ye have heard of me. Now what else could that be but the Spirit of God? And here's the next verse. He said, although John baptized with water, you will be baptized. Baptized, that means to be completely overwhelmed with the Spirit of God, not many days hence. Now imagine, what is their mindset as they wait for that event to happen, that the Spirit of God would overwhelm them, would fill them to overflowing? And then they're still concerned about the kingdom, but he said, you know, those aren't the things to be important to be worried about. Here's the important thing. You shall receive power. Now that is exousia and dunamis, and that is authority, and it is the dunamis is the power like dynamite. You will receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So, beloved, I don't believe that this was for just a limited number of people for a limited period of time. This was something that was supposed to happen for all believers. You shall receive power. And so if we have not received power, if we haven't yet received that anointing, then I do believe that there is something valid. I'm not a charismatic, but there is something valid about recognizing the necessity of the Holy Spirit to empower our ministry. Now, what he said is, you shall be witnesses unto me. Now, that word witness is in the original is the word martyrs. And you shall be martyrs for me. Now that's not, you can't be a martyr, you can't be a dead martyr in Jerusalem and then also in Judea and Samaria. He's talking about martyrs that are moving around. Their lives are a living sacrifice. So that's the inspiration for today. This is the step beyond. This is where God, where Christ really wants us to be. What is a witness? And I thought of... When I asked that question, I thought of the Jehovah Witnesses, and I thought, you know, we all as Christians need to be what you would call a Jesus Witness. You know, I'm a Jesus Witness, not a Jehovah's Witness. I'm a Jesus Witness. And what is a Jesus Witness? Well, yeah, it is someone that speaks and preaches and so on as opportunity arises, but beloved, it's someone that's humble. It's probably someone that's poor or not on the wealthy, affluent side of society. It's someone that's willing to serve. It's someone that's not concerned with the things of this world, you know, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. It's someone who is willing to preach and teach. And then if we look at what else did Jesus do, you know, it's someone whose life is given to heal the downhearted, the brokenhearted, the downcast, whatever you want to call it. A bruised reed will he not break, you know. And that's something I believe we need to remember. We need to remember that Jesus approached this world mercifully. And so if we want to be Jesus witnesses, if we want to be living martyrs, we need to be filled with the Spirit of God, and we need to be have the character of Christ coming forth out of us. And so I hope that as we did a sweeping examination of all of history, I hope that the inspiration at the end is to be a witness for Christ. You know, In the beginning, everything was good. Then it, because of the introduction of sin, it all fell to being bad. Then because of Jesus Christ, we turned our eyes on Christ, and then we began to call upon Christ, and then we were filled with the Spirit of God. And now, beloved, it's time to be a witness, to go forth, and to help others to come to this saving knowledge that we have found. So God bless you. Thank you for joining us here at the Daily Inspiration. If you have any thoughts or comments for us, feel free to use mailbox 99. God bless you.